say they walked around collecting for their needs. It's how they made their living. Please give me, sir, each pleat. But business isn't all that good, the Schnorrers all lament. We must think of a plan,
or we'll never pay our rent.
They thought of doing different jobs, but no one had the skill. For some they lacked dexterity, for some they lacked the will. Undeterred they kept on thinking, finally one thought, I'll become a phony rebbe, I just better not get caught. His cohorts were excited, the Gaboim they'd all be, announcing to assure them a good fate. Right on time he did arrive, dressed up like a king. The falchefony rebbe's here, what mazel he would bring. The plan went down just perfectly, the cash began to flow. The chevra ate like royalty, only they were in the know. But one day came a mother, her eyes filled with tears. I need your help, dear Rebbe, won't you calm my fears? My little girl's so ill, on your prayers we rely. Tell me, Rebbe, she will be alright, promise she won't die. His face turned ghastly white, he could barely stand. He cried and said, it's over now, it's not as we had planned. This little joke has gone too far, after this I'm through. This family, he believes in me, oh what am I to do? He closed himself up in our room, the tears he shed so real. Oh, he bashefer, heal her, he cried. Please Hashem forgive, the little girl's done nothing wrong, please just let her be. The young girl slowly came around, a full recovery. The good news reached the Rebbe with a deep sigh of relief. Truly humbled, simply awed by what Tfila can achieve.
A lesson we can learn from here, the message rings so true.